For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Brandi Blake. Springtime in the South means severe weather time, and Texas Tech tornado researchers are hard at work. Associate professors Chris Weiss and Eric Bruning, along with a pair of graduate students, are in Alabama for the second year of the Verification of the Origins of Rotation in Tornadoes experiment, Southeast, also known as Vortex SE. Here's Chris Weiss, Associate Professor of Atmospheric Sciences in the Department of Geosciences.
Congress decided, you know, we needed to pay some specific attention to the southeastern tornado problem. Specifically, what features are unique to the southeast that influence tornadoes?
Their equipment sounds like something out of the latest science fiction blockbuster. Lightning mapping array sensors that will be deployed ahead of storms to map lightning strikes. Dozens of weather balloons to measure temperature changes, wind, and moisture, and 24 stick platforms that measure pressure, humidity, and wind to understand how atmosphere states change around developing tornadoes.
There's a lot of theories about what the environment does to influence the development of tornadoes. So we're going to try to make those measurements.
And the rewards may be worth the risk. Collaborators with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, are using observations collected in real time from the stick nets to update their hourly predictions. The experiments conducted with Vortex SE end May 8th. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Brandi Blake on 89.1 Texas Tech Public Radio.